Parsha of the Vayesha is always a special parsha to me, as it was the Shabbos of my upbringing, and there's one scene in particular this week that really stuck out to me. After the Mechira of Yosef, the brothers basically all say to Yehuda, it's really all your fault and you never should have done it. And then Yehuda basically goes off in the next parak. That's what occurs. And it was fascinating to me that they're saying, oh, you shouldn't have done it, like it was Yehuda's fault. Like, it wasn't that they all wanted to do it and that they weren't all involved, but, oh, it was Yehuda's fault. And this is a very common theme, and it reminds me of a story Rabbi Hochberg once told over. He said whenever he had to write an important email, he would always write it, send it to himself, wait a few hours, and then he would send it. Because very often our first impulse is to do something, and when you think it over and you look back at, what was I doing? What was I thinking? You come to the realization, I made a terrible, terrible mistake. And that's where the brothers went wrong here. And they are realizing that regret after it was too late. They could have waited. They could have waited. They could have been like, you know, let's just think it out. And, you know, if not, we'll have another opportunity tomorrow. We'll have another opportunity the day after. We'll have another time where we'll be alone with Yosef and we'll be able to do damage to him. But they acted on their gut. They said, you know, we don't like him. He's a show-off. And every other reason that they did not like him. And they said, no, let's just do it now. And then after, when it was too late and they wanted to get him back, he wasn't there, and they realized their mistake. It's a very, very hard thing to do in life. It's a major, major, major challenge. But it's something we should all strive for and should really, really try to think before we do something what the long-term consequence will be. As we see with Lashon Hara, it came up in the daf last Shabbos, that when you speak Lashon Hara, there's no benefit. You gain nothing. If I steal money, I got the money. But I gain nothing from speaking Lashon Hara. It makes me feel better, but I don't get any real value by speaking Lashon Hara. And if before I spoke Lashon Hara, I would just think, what's the harm that's going to be done if I speak Lashon Hara? Then I don't have to think back after, oh, why did I do this? Why did I make this mistake? And it holds true to then after what happens with Aaron Onan. If they had thought, oh, should I really do this? Is this a smart decision? Am I going to have regret about this? There's a lot. We go through life. Life is a constant of this. Should I have done it? Should I not have done it? It's an important avoda. Think. Think before you do. Before you send an email. Don't always send it right away. Look it over. Make sure it makes sense. Make sure it's not something that's going to be offensive. Make sure it's not something you're going to get in trouble for. So that you don't have to come back and be the brothers after, we shouldn't have done it. Have a wonderful Shabbos.